news, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Hey, long time no see, folks. It's Nate Lowell. Eric Flutie back with you live from Afton tonight. It's game two of our doubleheader. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Of course, Eric is the women's assistant basketball coach at Mount St. Mary College. And for all our listeners that don't know, can you tell us a little bit about where Mount St. Mary is? Because you're a long way from home, but you're up here recruiting constantly.
Oh, absolutely. You gotta push the limits on the distance to get the kids down. Mount St. Mary is down and located in Newburgh, New York. It is far, but it's right off of the thruway. So, I mean, it's basically, you hop on the thruway and then you're there. You know what I mean? So it's not like you're cutting through the hills and mountains and all this other stuff to get there. So, yes, it is kind of far away, but, you know, if you're just shooting one straight shot, it's okay.
Well, we appreciate what you do for the kids here in Section 4. Seen you up here a lot, seen you at games in the past, and like I've said before a couple times tonight, been a guest on our podcast, so we'll jump into all that tonight as we get set for this girls' contest. I know you're a girls' coach, so it'll be great to get your take on this one here tonight between UV and Afton. UV won last night, so this is the game two of a back-to-back, the second game of this back-to-back, so we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you ready for tip-off. It's our Butler Auto tip-off show, of course. Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. You can go to butlerautosales.com. Almost anything you want, 24/7, 365, right there at butlerautosales.com. You can even connect with them right away and get in touch with a salesperson. It's all right there at butlerautosales.com. All right, for Eric Flutie, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody. Let's get you set for the starting lineups. First for Afton and head coach Lacey Stanton. They will start with number 5, Logan Ives. Number 11, Olivia Harris-Morris. Number 12, Mallory Carmen. Number 13, Hannah O'Leary. And number 14, Jordan Nichols. On the other side for UV and longtime head coach Brandi Whitbeck, they have number 2, Jaden Schrog. Number 3, Cadence York. Number 23, Emily Hill. Number 25, Sophie Off. And number 30, Morgan Hodge. UV, same colors as the boys' uniforms here tonight. UV is in the road black uniforms with the white and the purple trim, says Lady Storm in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Afton is in the home whites with the black and the red trim, says Afton in black lettering across the front of the uniform there. I got a chance to see Afton last week. I have not seen UV yet this year. Afton looked very good against Bainbridge Guilford, caught them up in Bainbridge last week. And one of the better teams I've seen come out of Afton in the last couple of years. I was very impressed with the effort they put out against BG the other night. Afton wins the opening tip, and the Crimson Knights are going right to left to start things off into the capable hands of the senior, Olivia Harris-Morris. And she'll try to pump it to the interior. It was knocked away. A pull-up jumper, though, is good for Hannah O'Leary. So a good start there for Afton off that tip ball. 2-0 lead. Nate Lowell and Eric Flutie with you tonight on WCDO. Shot there for UV is off the mark and no good. Rebound opportunity off the glass and good for Morgan Hodge.
All right, so a quick start to this one. Love it. Love it.
The boys game, boy, that was like they were both shot out of a cannon earlier tonight.
Oh, well, when you're in the presence of Nate and Eric, I mean.
Yeah, the radio.
You got to step on.
The radio got them all fired up, I guess. A steal here for UV. The shot is off the mark and no good for Hill. Chasing this one down is York into the corner, tied up with Carmen, and we're going to have a whistle here. Looks like out of bounds, and we'll go back to Afton as they're saying York was out of bounds there.
Based on my official eyesight, I think her right hand was on the line.
Harris Morris is in the backcourt here trying to get through this full-court pressure from UV. They do break it and come across midcourt. Olivia Harris Morris, a excellent softball pitcher as well here for the Crimson Knights. We'll reverse it to the far side. Pull-up jumper for Afton. Off the back of the rim for Ives is no good. Harris Morris with a rebound. Goes to the high post. Pull-up jumper there is off the mark for Jordan Nichols. Rebound for UV.
It's amazing. Hit the ball in the high post. It does not change. You will get the good shot. I swear, I promise you.
Shot from the outside there from Hill is no good. Afton with another rebound. And Jordan Nichols again will get it to Olivia Harris-Morris. And Liv is across midcourt. It bounces pass to Ives on the far side. Afton looking to work it around. Carmen on the left side for three off the back of the iron. And we'll have a whistle. Looks like Ives is going to get it for over the back. With 6:10 to go in the first quarter, it's a 2-2 ball game here between Afton and UV live tonight at ACS. Our boys' final score was UV winning 68-45 over Afton in our game just before this that started at 5 o'clock. So the Storm come across midcourt with Schrag. Schrag will go to York at the right elbow into the corner now for Hill. Her shot is too strong. UV trying to chase the rebound down. Out of bounds, going to go back to Afton. So a little cold shooting here to start for both sides.
But again, though, they're getting good shots off of the ball movement, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, yes, you're cold, but you're going to live with the fact that you're getting the shots that you want.
Steal now for UV. This is Cadence York trying to take it to the rim. Taken away, though, by Olivia Harris-Morris. In transition, Liv is going to take
drive.
It the length of the floor, up and in. Excellent drive, as Coach Flutie said. She's fouled and will go to the line.
Excellent drive going to the basket. Good change of direction at midcourt, getting her defender off balance and finishing in the open floor.
I think Liv is a extremely underrated player here in the MAC. A great softball player, great athlete overall, but her basketball game has really developed over the years. Can't get the foul shot to go. There's the broadcaster's curse.
Well, you know, I'm not saying that's your fault. It's not.
It's just superstition, I guess. UV throws it away, and so Afton will get it back. Afton leading 4-2 after that breakaway layup there by Olivia Harris-Morris. And Carmen will look to work it in here for Afton at the top of the key.
I'm interested to see what kind of movement that Afton's going to do against this zone for both teams, really. Try not to be too stagnant.
At the right low block, it's a steal here by UV, and Sophie Off will work it forward now and across the midcourt timeline for Jaden Schrag. They'll go to the high post again. This is where Coach Flutie said to go. They go to Off on the far side. Pull-up jumper for Sophie is good.
And it results in a buck. And, Nate, I swear, you should pay me for this. I don't know who. Oh,
well, didn't you know we're going to have a big paycheck for you after tonight's game? So
I hope it's like a slice of pizza or something like that.
I definitely owe you some dinner after this tonight here for you coming all the way here and helping me out. Great. It's great to have company on the doubleheader. It really is.
Oh, my God. Like I said before in the boys' cast, like the opportunity to broadcast a game with you, man, it's fantastic.
UV gets it in. They'll go to York. A left-handed layup, no good. Rebound here for Hodge of UV. Goes to put it up and is blocked. And we'll have a foul with 4:49 to go in the first and a 4-4 ball game.
Hodge has been a big difference so far on the offensive glass for UV. You know what I mean? Creating second-chance opportunities. So you wonder, you know, is that going to, you know, start to wear down Afton over the course of the game?
Hodge will go to the line. It seems like UV has a small advantage in size here on the inside as Hodge gets the first one to go. We'll see how that plays out tonight. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, UV definitely looks like they have a taller team, be able to, you know, enforce themselves more so in that high-low game. So we'll see if they're going to be able to take advantage of that. But so far, I mean, they've gotten a few, you know, at least a layup look almost on every possession. I think the only one they did, they hit a jump shot on. So we'll see if they, you know, use that to their advantage.
Hodge goes 2-for-2, and then Afton throws it away on the inbounds pass. And so UV will get it back. The UV girls on the road here tonight at Afton, leading 6-4. With 4:35 to go in the first quarter. And here comes UV across the midcourt timeline to Cadence York, who's been having a heck of a season for UV. She loses it here, though. Carmen with the interception for UV. Takes it the length of the floor. Her right-handed layup won't go. Rolls out of bounds back to UV. So Afton did everything right there except finish.
That's what we talked about in the boys' game, is that you get those opportunities. You've got to capitalize in transition. Open court, wide-open layup, you got to hit those.
UV breaks the pressure nicely here at midcourt with Schrag. And they'll find Hill on the baseline. Tries to go to the high post, but we'll have a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it here with the Storm. In a close first quarter, 4:17 to go in the first. It's 6-4. UV on the road here at Afton, leading by two.
Yeah, both teams have gotten really good looks so far to start.
Schrag will get it in, finds Hill, takes it to the interior. Her shot won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Looks like we'll have another jump ball. And this time it's going to go back to the Knights.
Yeah, I like the drive on that one.
So UV's coming with that full court pressure now, too.
Both teams pressing. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
Well, you got to figure on the back-to-backs, they know each other very well by the time you get to game two. So maybe you got to throw in a little different wrinkle.
Absolutely.
Afton tries to break the press, but UV's able to steal it away. Here's Schrag trying to go coast-to-coast off the glass, and good for Jaden Schrag. Afton's going to take a timeout, so will we. Unadilla Valley girls leading 8-4 here in the first quarter with 3:58 to go. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
This is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. For over 15 years, we've been improving the indoor air quality of people's homes. When you have your air ducts cleaned by our professional truck-mounted vacuum system, you create a cleaner living environment, reduce allergens and irritants, remove unpleasant smells and odors, and improve the airflow efficiency of your furnace. Plus, air duct cleaning will reduce dust in your home, and our disinfectants kill mold, mildew, and viruses. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
UV press is wreaking havoc. They'll throw it out of bounds here, but just before we came back from break, a steal by York, and she was able to lay it up and in, giving UV a 10-4 lead over Afton with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Afton breaks the press nicely this time. They'll work it ahead for Jordan Nichols. Back over to Carmen on the right side. Afton now will pump the brakes, slow it down, look to set it up on offense.
Let's keep swinging the ball.
Go to the right side of the floor now, looking for Hunter Moffitt. Moffitt, three-point line extended, across the top of the zone, pull-up jumper here, a long 20-footer is off the mark for Jordan Adams. Rebound for UV with 3:10 to go in the first.
Yeah, UV's definitely loving the fact they can get out in transition right now.
Schrag finds York. Her jumper is off the back of the tin. Rebound for UV off the miss with 3 minutes to go in the first. Here is Harris Morris. And Olivia Harris Morris will float one over to Carmen with the score 10-4. UV on top of Afton here tonight at ACS. Great hospitality, as always, as we set up right at midcourt here tonight at Afton. Skipping across the defense, 10 to go on the shot clock. Jump ball is going to give it back to the Storm. And Afton just having a little trouble getting it going here on offense.
Well, the thing is, Nate, that you see the ball is sticking right now. The ball isn't moving. When they were getting their open shots to start the game, the ball was going from side to side. And what you saw in the last few possessions was they were holding it at the top of the key, and there wasn't really a rhyme or reason to what they were doing. So if they can go back to sharing the basketball, moving it with a purpose, then they're going to be able to get the shots they want. If they just hold the ball 3 feet behind the three-point line, then it's just not a recipe for them to succeed.
UV will work the ball in. They find Schrag down low, tried to pass it across, looking for York, kicked out of bounds. Good hustle back defense there by ACS.
I'll tell you what, it seems like Schrag's getting in transition almost every single possession.
2:40 to go in the first. It's 10-4. UV is on top. They're looking to add to it here. Hill with a pull-up jumper, no good. Harris Morris with a rebound. Tries that long softball pass ahead for Carmen, just too far in front of her. Carmen was able to save it, but she was on the line. Actually, it looks like they're going to keep it with UV here.
Well, she was definitely thrown out at the plate, I'll tell you that much. that was a solid cannon.
Somehow UV must have touched that, and so Afton's able to get it in. They'll try a jumper from the right elbow. This time it's out of bounds and back to UV. That jumper attempt there was from Savannah Adams. So UV will get it back with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. 10-4 is the score. UV girls on top of Afton. Now a steal by Harris Morris. Yeah, really good pressure. And now it's going to go back to Afton after it rolls out of bounds. If Afton can get some turnovers, but they got to be able to set that press up. That's tough.
That's exactly it.
So the ball right here at midcourt in front of our broadcast position. Live here tonight at Afton Central School. Glad to have you along. Nate Lull and Eric Flutie with you. Eric is the women's basketball assistant coach at Mount St. Mary College down in Newburgh. Always up in Section 4 trying to recruit for the future. Missed shot here by Afton. York with a rebound down the right side of the floor. Steps through the jumper. Oh, just won't go down. She's fouled, though, and will head to the line. Our score, 10-4, UV on top of Afton. Your thoughts so far, Coach?
Well, I love the fact that both teams are getting out in the press, you know, speeding the game up a little bit. I think UV's done a good job handling the press, outside of a couple miscues here and there. But they're definitely getting out in transition and capitalizing, moving the ball well. Afton, it just seems like they just got to weather the storm and take care of the basketball. If they can take care of the basketball and then move on the offensive end, they've been getting good shots. It's just they haven't fallen in the first quarter.
York's first shot won't go. Second shot coming here for Cadence York, a standout athlete at UV the last couple of years. Good to see her continue to grow into her game. Second shot is good and off the mark. A rebound for Harris Morris. Back up the floor for Mallory Carmen. Good outlet pass ahead for Adams. She's able to track it down. Back to Jordan Adams. Straightaway three for Harris Morris. Won't go down.
It was a good look, though. Collapsed the defense. Moved the ball around the perimeter.
Back up the floor now for UV on the rebound.
Good swing.
With a minute 35 to go in the first. This one to the interior. It was kicked there by Harris Morris. Our score is 10-4. Boy, I was doing that Norwich-Unitego game last night with Morrisville assistant coach Ryan Mahana. I wish we had been counting. There was so many kicked balls in that game. It was incredible. I don't know if I've ever seen that many in a game.
Well, I mean, with the Fall 2 season literally right around the corner, they just must be prepping themselves for what they got to do. I mean, that, you know.
Yeah. It was almost comical at one point. I mean, Unitego, a very good soccer school, went to the state championship last year in Class C. So it made sense. But it
was just making up for lost time, that's all.
Yeah, it was funny to watch. Here is UV with the basketball. Again, York to the rim, just can't quite get it to go. A rebound there for Hodge, keeps the possession alive for UV. Back out for Schrag, a jumper from the elbow is good for Jaden Schrag. So we come up on a minute to go here in the first quarter. Afton's going to try to go long on that press. It was stolen away, and so UV will gather it back up, leading 12-4. Schrag right side as UV's in the black with the purple and the white trim going left to right. Back to York, bounce pass to Hodge, reversing one to the far side, looking for Schrag, pull-up jumper, off the front of the rim, a rebound for ACS.
Here we go, get the stop that you need, get out in transition, get a good basket here.
45 seconds to go in this first quarter, 12-4 the score. Harris Morris will work it down low, back out, pull-up jumper, hit the side of the rim there for Jordan Adams, rebound for UV, 35 seconds to go in the first. Here's Jaden Schrag, through traffic, off the glass, is fouled. And we'll head to the line. 31 seconds to go in the first. UV 12 and Afton 4.
Schrag getting out in the open court again. Nate, it seems like a very common theme through the first quarter.
So Schrag's going to head to the line. Remind me at halftime. Got a joke for you.
I'm already in suspense wondering what it is.
Schrag's first shot at the line is up and good.
Would I know this joke?
I don't think so. I think it's a local joke. So that's why people will like it.
Okay, all right.
It's not really a joke, more of a saying, but...
Okay.
Schrag goes 2-for-2 at the line. Well done. Jaden Schrag with 6 points makes it 14-4. UV coming out with his pressure. It's paying off in the early part of this ball game. 25 seconds to go in the first. Olivia Harris-Morris with the basketball for Afton, trying to get things going for the Knights. Harris-Morris, far side, pull-up jumper for the Knights. Won't go down there. Ball out of bounds. It is going to stay with ACS. With 15 seconds to go in the first.
That was a much better job of them breaking the press on that possession. If they can just do that more often, I think they'll be okay.
Knights looking to get it to the interior on the inbounds pass. They do. Shot for Moffitt won't go. Rebound for UV with 10 seconds left. Streaking back down the floor. for Unadilla Valley is Isabella Potter. To the far side for Schrag, pump fakes, 1 second left, and they're not going to get the shot off. First quarter in the books. UV girls on the road at Afton leading 14-4. For Eric Flutie, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
For honest, dependable, and hassle-free tax preparation, see the trusted professionals at Taxmaster of Afton and Bainbridge. The Taxmaster team offers 65 years combined experience. Taxmaster offers free electronic filing, hassle-free, dependable, and trustworthy. See Taxmaster, 191 Main Street in Afton, or 10 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 639-1725 or 967-3200. Get to Taxmaster and get it over with.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. We're live in Afton tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, our game audio archive, it's all brought to you by SFCU. You can go back and check out any game we've done here on WCDO. Again, it's all free, courtesy of SFCU, right at WCDOsports.com. Our score is the UV girls leading Afton 14-4. As we start the second quarter. You know, one thing I've noticed doing these games the last couple of weeks is the officials have those masks where the whistle can go up underneath. And it's been interesting to watch. It's something I never really thought about. How's the official going to blow the whistle while he's got his mask on?
I'm not going to lie to you, Nate. That's something that I had not considered either.
It's weird, right? It's weird.
Yeah.
It's something you just don't think about. Straightaway jumper here for Carmen is good. It's a long two. From just above the foul line, that's a good start there for Afton. It's 14-6.
That's what you want.
Storm coming across midcourt here with Jaden Schraub. She wants to go coast-to-coast. Can't quite get the shot to go. Rebound for Hodge, and UV will keep it alive. Here's York. Finds Schraub. Pull-up jumper off the side of the rim. Pulled back down in by Afton.
But again, though, that's a good look. Good ball movement from the top. And it seems like Schraub is very comfortable in that mid-range so far.
7:10 to go in the second quarter. It's 14-6 off the foot there of Valerie Carmen. Afton's able to keep it going.
There's that kickball we were talking about.
Yeah. They work it to the interior. Down low for Moffitt at the left low block. It won't go. Going to have a foul underneath, though. Looks like it's going to be on Unadilla Valley. And Maddie Sales will pick up that foul.
I was going to say, Hodge did an excellent job staying vertical on that.
6:58 to go in the second quarter. It's 14-6. Afton will look to get it in with Carmen on the baseline. Pull-up jumper for Moffitt. Drains it.
That's a good shot there.
Afton with back-to-back buckets to start the second quarter makes it 14-8 with 6:45 to go in the second quarter.
Listen, you got to start somewhere. Two buckets consecutively right there, and you get a stop.
Sales with a jumper in the corner. Can't get it. Able to get her own rebound. Back out for York, and she drains along a two from just inside the arc on the left wing side for Cadence York.
Yeah, I spoke too soon on that, Nate.
16-8 the score. 6:25 to go in the second quarter. A foul now on UV as Afton brought it back up the floor. Isabella Potter is whistled for the infraction. So stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. I'll be interested. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about your Mount St. Mary program. At the halftime break.
Nate, I would love to.
6:20 to go here, second quarter. As Eric Flutie, women's assistant basketball coach, coming to watch some high school hoops with me tonight as Afton throws that one away and UV will get it back. Afton just still looking a little frustrated on the offensive end of the floor here.
Yeah, they've gotten two good possessions out of it, so you just got to string a few more together and just take your time.
UV will get it in. They find Schrag. Into the corner for York as UV goes left to right. They have it right wing side to the high post. Now back to Schrag, left wing, pull-up jumper, hit the rim three times. Oh, wouldn't go down. Did everything but flush. 6 minutes to go in the second. Back up the floor now for Afton, and across midcourt they come with Savannah Adams. Adams into the corner on that left wing side as Afton goes right to left. It's stolen away by York, though, with those fast hands. Across midcourt, she comes down the left wing side. Good pass through the teeth of the defense to Schrag, but she had to save it from going out of bounds. Afton in transition now, and the track meet continues. Ives lost control of it here on the right wing side as Afton's in their own offensive end. Tries to force up a shot. Wouldn't go. Hodge with the rebound. Schrag says, let's keep it going. Schrag trying to go coast to coast for the layup. It's good. Jaden Schrag now with 8 points for the Storm. And they pump that lead back up to 10. It's 18-8 with 5:20 to go before the halftime break.
Here we go with the press.
Carmen across the midcourt timeline now. Tries to pump one down low. The shot off the glass. Yeah, shot is good for Hunter Moffitt.
Huge bucket right there. You could feel the momentum kind of switching to UV on that, so that's a good bucket to have.
Yeah, what a pass there from Carmen, as you said, Coach, right through the defense. Schrag in transition. Her jumper won't go. Rebound is taken away by Afton with 4:50 to go, second quarter. And the ball knocked out of bounds with 4:48 to go here in the second quarter. 18-10 the score. Both teams going to the bench now for some reserves, and UV is going to take a timeout. Again, our score, UV girls 18, Afton 10. We're live at ACS tonight. Second quarter action. We'll be back on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 4:48 to go in the second quarter. It's 18-10. UV girls with the basketball out of the timeout and an 8-point lead on the road here tonight at Afton. Nate Lowell and Eric Flutie with you on WCDO. Here is Sophie Off on the baseline. Off will kick one back up to the top of the key. Now back for Schrag. Pull-up jumper. Got it from the right elbow. Schrag's into double figures with 10. She's having a great night so far. Afton trying to beat the press. They throw it over the top, but nobody is there. And UV's going to get it back. And Afton just struggling with that pressure.
Yeah, they definitely brought the, you know, it's something where you just got to do the simple things. You know what I mean? Just move the ball in the air. Don't try to dribble through it. And when they've gotten the ball into the middle and reversed it, they've been able to break the press with ease.
Boy,
as UV hits another three.
Yeah, UV with another three. This one, actually, it was a long two there from York. She's got 6 points. A steal for Schrag. Wants to take it to the interior. York inside, knocked away. Gets her own rebound now and pulls it back out. UV now leading 22-10. Schrag goes across for Sophie, off for a long three there. Couldn't get it. Rebound is picked up by Afton, and Carmen will bring it back down the floor. Carmen in transition, stops at the right elbow. And now we're going to have a foul on Schrag here. She was right up in the shorts there of Carmen.
See, what she did better, though, was she didn't force the issue on the drive. Nate, you know, I mean, she had it in transition. She had a couple of defenders in front of her. She stopped, and then she waited for the smoke to clear in order to make the move.
3:45 to go before the halftime break. UV on top, 22-10. Pull-up jumper here is good. Rattled it in for a long two there from Jordan Adams.
Oh, that would drive me nuts as a coach, the long twos. He's got to get that couple inches right back behind.
I know, right? It's got to drive you nuts, especially when you're behind. You're trying to chip away a little bit here.
Every point matters.
UV with the ball, a long three, hit the front of the rim there and wouldn't go down for Katrina Smith. And a rebound back up the floor for Afton.
See if we can get a good possession here.
Tipped away by UV. Afton's able to hold on with 15 on the shot clock. Harris Morris is back in. She had a little breather on the bench for ACS. Wants a straightaway three. Harris Morris couldn't get that to go with 3 minutes to go in the second. Liv trying to get going here tonight. One of the leaders, one of the high scorers for this Afton team. She had a game high 20 the other night in a Afton contest against the Green Trojans. 2:55 to go in this second quarter. It's 22-12. Down the right side of the floor now for Cadence York. This one is off the mark. Rebound for Sophie Off. Puts it up. Couldn't get it to go. And we will have a foul here on York. So Afton will get it back. Tough call there for York. It looked like she was just going after that ball.
Oh, as a coach, you never, I don't know how to feel about that. It's like, do you get mad at your player for getting the foul, for going diving on the floor for a loose ball? You know,
yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. It was good effort. It was good effort.
2:40 to go in the second. It's 22-12. UB girls on top of Afton. Afton hanging around here. They've struggled a little bit in this first half, but certainly still not out of range. UB will get the ball into Sophie Off, and now they'll dish one back to Isabella Potter. Potter will come up to York on the right side. A little backdoor cut, and
another
good
excellent
finish.
Pass. Excellent pass and finish.
Good finish there from Emily Hill. Makes it 24-12 with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. Afton up the right side of the floor. Ball was tipped away by UV in the backcourt. Now Isabella Potter will have it. Potter comes across midcourt. Feeds it for Hill again. Can she get back-to-back buckets? No, this one was short. And a rebound. Out of the fray comes Olivia Harris-Morris with 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Right wing side, and it's going to be a charge.
Charge.
Setting her feet there was Potter, and Harris-Morris bumped into her. And so it'll go back to UV. Tough call there in transition.
Very interesting call there from the official. I thought they were moving. I didn't feel that they established position, you may say, on the defensive end.
Yeah, I thought if anything, it might be just a block or something like that. Doesn't go Afton's way. UV trying to make them pay, but the shot from Hill is off the mark. And another rebound underneath, this time by Hannah O'Leary of Afton. A bounce pass down low. Afton in their own offensive end, top of the key for Harris-Morris. Good dish down low. Shot is up and blocked. And that will have a jump ball underneath. Possession arrow is going to give it back to UV with a minute 35 to go in the second. It's 24-12. UV on top of the Afton girls.
You got to feel, Nate, like this is a teetering point right here. You got to get it to 10. You know what I mean? You got to stay within striking distance to keep the morale going as bodies are hitting the floor over here diving for loose balls. I absolutely love it.
Boy, that was a great effort. UV was trying to get it in. And that was Sophie Off for UV diving, as well as Logan Ives for Afton. Carmen's going to be coming back in here for the Afton Knights. With a minute 33 to go in the second quarter, make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Mirabito, serving the community since 1927. Harris-Morris in a double team. Has to force it up. Can't get it to
tough
go.
Tough shot.
Yeah, she had two bodies draped all over. Harris-Morris just trying to get something going here tonight for Afton, one of the senior leaders on this team. Ball knocked out of bounds. Carmen with great effort there, but just couldn't quite save it. Ball will stay with UV with a minute 16 to go, second quarter. Score is UV girls leading 24-12 on the road at Afton.
When you know it, Nate, another kick.
That's how it goes. We bring it up, and then it starts to happen more.
Trendsetters is what they would call us, Nate.
On the baseline now, Sophie off the pass from York. This one is short.
Oh.
And we're going to have a foul underneath. Looks like it'll be on UV. Yeah, on Morgan Hodge for a little push-off. Oh, it's going to be a 1-1 now. Yeah, that's the fifth foul here on Afton.
That could be big.
Or, excuse me, on UV.
That could be big. Two freebies. Like we touched upon in the boys' game, the free points, you got to take advantage here. You can get it to 10. And as crazy as it sounds, honestly, like 10 points looks a lot better than 12.
Mm-hmm.
Or 9 looks better than, 11 or whatever it may be. So, listen, these are absolutely huge.
So this is Hannah O'Leary at the line for Afton. Oh, hit the rim 3 times, wouldn't go down. Second one coming. Yes, our boys game earlier, which we did at 5 o'clock, UV defeating Afton 68-45 tonight. Second shot is off the mark.
I shouldn't have said something. I'm sorry.
See, there's the now you're starting to believe.
Yeah, I am. I really am.
Broadcaster's curse. 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 24-12. UV with the basketball going left to right. They're in their own offensive end of the floor. They go to the left low block. Hodge gets tied up. We're going to have a possession arrow, and it'll head back to Afton.
Again, another opportunity. This has got to be 4-5 possessions in a row where they can get it to 10 points. They have to capitalize.
Harris-Morris will get it in for Afton. Finds Jordan Nichols back to Harris-Morris. Tipped away, and UV with a steal. Here's Sophie off, trying to take it to the rim. Left-handed layup won't go. Now back to York, and she is fouled with 39 seconds to go in the second quarter. And again, UV with this press. They really benefited from some of those steals and the easy looks.
Absolutely. That's been, again, we've talked about it with the boys' game, and now we're seeing it again in the girls' game. It's been a game-changer for them. It hasn't allowed Afton to get in any sort of rhythm whatsoever. And then when they cross half court, it just seems like they're out of sync. You know what I mean? So it's definitely paid off for them. So that was an excellent call from Coach.
York makes the first foul shot. She has 7 points. So you have Shrog with 10, York with 7. She's looking to add to it here. Oh, there it is. Off the front of the rim. It won't go. 35 seconds to go. Second quarter. It's 25-12. Afton looking to get a bucket here on maybe their last possession of the second quarter. Pull-up jumper is good. Jordan Nichols from the left elbow makes it 25-14. UV in transition. Emily Hill trying to go coast-to-coast. Oh, couldn't quite finish. Rebound for Carmen. Afton with another opportunity with 15 seconds to go here, second quarter. Here is Carmen. Pull-up jumper off the front of the rim. Rebound picked up by Hodge. 8 seconds left. UV now can play for the final shot. 5 seconds to go. Across the timeline, looking for Sophie off. Dribble drive on the baseline. The floater is short. Our halftime score, the UV girls on the road at Afton, leading 25-14. And we'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, it's Eric Flutie and Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Halftime score, UV 25 and Afton 14. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Our halftime score in Afton, 25-14. The UV girls on top of Afton. It's time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Let's go through the scoring summary. First for Afton here in the first half, led by 4 points from Hunter Moffitt, and then two apiece from Jordan Adams, Olivia Harris-Morris, Mallory Carmen, Hannah O'Leary, and Jordan Nichols. On the other side for UV, Jaden Schrag has a team-high and game-high 10 points so far for the Storm, 7 from Cadence York, 4 from Morgan Hodge, 2 apiece from Sophie Off and Emily Hill. So, you know, pretty good balance scoring on both sides here, but the difference has been that press for UV and Schrag and York have been having a field day out there in the first half for UV. They have looked really, really good here.
No, they've done an excellent job. And like you touched upon, the press has been, honestly, it's been the big difference. You know, it's allowed them to get out in transition, give them a few easy buckets, and then Schrag's done an excellent job hitting the mid-range shots when they've left her open. I think she's only missed a couple, but when the ball has moved from side to side and she's been left open, she's capitalized almost every single time. And that really is a big difference. And then Afton just has not been able to get into any sort of rhythm whatsoever, like you touched upon with the press, and then with Morris kind of, you know, inconsistent in the first half. You know, they really haven't had their offense to have any sort of set piece to be like, you know, if we're not clicking, we have someone to go get us a basket. So hopefully that will turn for them in the second half.
Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about your job. You're joining us here tonight. You're a college basketball women's assistant coach down at Mount St. Mary. It's down in Newburgh. What made you start coming to Section 4 and looking for some of our kids here in the local area? I think the audience would be interested to hear about that.
No, it's like anything else. You know, there's talent to be found out here. You know, there's excellent girls basketball played out here. In my opinion, I feel like, you know, outside of you, of course, and that they don't get the coverage that, you know, other more populated areas would get. So, you know, for me, it's just an opportunity to go out and see these girls play, and hopefully one of them, you know, is interested enough and sticks around where they could fall to us.
What is it about this area? I mean, I agree that this area is a little undercovered, maybe a little under-recruited. Is it just the geography of the area? We're not near a big city, per se. I mean, Binghamton, yes, if you're here in this part of the MAC, but some of those smaller schools, I mean, I've seen you at Delhi before. It can be out there for a college coach. Or do they just not have the time to make that drive all the time?
Well, I think it's a matter of probably both. I think it's a mix of, you know, you're not near the big areas. But, you know, for me, that's where you might find those glue pieces that you need. And so far when I've been, you know, out here recruiting, those are the pieces that I've found. And, you know, that's something that I find to be extremely important. Because you know with those big cities, if you're looking at Binghamton or Albany or Syracuse, whoever it might be, you know those schools are looking at those kids. You know that there a lot of people are going to be looking at them. If you're going over here, you know, they might not be getting the same amount of respect as the other kids, you know, are. And it's not a fault of theirs, you know, so, but, you know, that's why I look at, you know, areas and schools around here, more, you know, maybe even a little bit more so than the typical, you know, big city talent.
I appreciate it. I know a lot of the schools appreciate you, and you're just kind of dipping your toe in the water here. I feel like in a couple of years, everyone's going to know who you are down here.
Yeah, just putting a little dip in the toe, or if some people, we can go back to our holy moly moment where we fell right in the water, make a big splash in there.
You were on the TV show Holy Moly.
Listen, that I didn't want to. Yes, I did want to bring it up. Let's not kid ourselves. Oh yeah, you know. But again, that to me was a great experience first and foremost. But my family got so hyped up thinking they were going to see this huge performance, and it was 15 seconds. And I swear to God, I looked at my family when we were sitting in the living room watching. They're like, "Oh my God, there's Eric, there he is!" And then, you know, in the blink of an eye, it's like if you had to get up to pee, you were like, "Where'd he go?
Where'd he go?
What happened to him?" And then all of a sudden, you see him getting out of the water, all drenched.
Yeah, Holy Moly is kind of an obstacle course type of show. When was it? A couple of years ago, right?
This was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago. It's a show on ABC. Steph Curry is very heavily involved with it. Actually got to meet him, shook his hand.
That's so cool.
And everything. Actually won the hole that he did with me. So I was disappointed that they didn't show that, because I was like, are you kidding me? I got all my friends and whatnot. They know Steph, and they show me, you know, dapping him up and winning the hole with him and, you know, picking him to hit the shot and stuff. So I was kind of disappointed they didn't show that. But, hey, you know, you get to see me fall in the water. That's not a bad alternative.
Well, hey, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Hopefully we'll get to talk a little bit more about that. Marabito's been serving the community since 1927. One last quick break. We'll come back and get you set for the start of the third quarter. Our score here at Afton tonight, the UV girls leading 25-14, and we're getting set for the start of the third quarter coming up on CDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi has been a part of the community, standing by you through challenging times since 1839. We want to assure you that we are prepared to assist our customers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Feel free to take advantage of our internet banking, mobile deposit, and bill pay applications available from the comfort of your home. If you have any questions, please call or stop by any branch. You can also find more information at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi website at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, standing by you through challenging times since 1839.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. We're back underway here. So the officials have said we're good to go now that we're back from commercial. So... It's Nate Lull and Eric Flutie with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Very nice of the officials. Hey, you want us to wait? Don't often get that around here.
That right there is a true gentleman scholar.
Yes, that was nice. So a shot here by UV. Sophie off is no good. York with a rebound. Wants to take it to the interior, but we'll have a traveling violation. Both teams flipping into the floor now. So UV going right to left. Afton will get it back going left to right here to start the second half. They'll look to beat the press, and they do this time, but it's a steal by Schrag at midcourt. Schrag splits two defenders, wants to take it down low. Ball knocked out of her hands, but it'll stay with UV.
But again, it's what we have been talking about, take care of the basketball. And that right there almost led to another 2 points for UV.
So UV with the basketball. They go to off in the corner, fires up a shot, no good. Hodge,
good positioning.
Yeah, with the rebound, couldn't get the shot to go. Instead, kicks one back out to Schrag, hit the rim twice. That wouldn't go down. Another rebound for UV. Good job keeping this possession alive.
Not rushing anything, getting the good shot. You know what I mean?
Schrag's at the top of the key now. Bounce pass to the left side for Emily Hill. In and out, rebound for Schrag. No, that was York into the land of the trees, and that one wouldn't go. I think there's a lid on this rim down here.
Lid on the tin.
And here's a pull-up jumper for Carmen. It's good.
Just like that, down to single digits.
Mallory Carmen now with 4 points. And that's the thing. Afton has to be happy. They are hanging around in this game. They're going to have an opportunity if they can make some shots. Schrag will get it across for Hodge, and she is fouled underneath with 6:50 to go. And the third foul is going to be on Logan Ives of Afton.
But again, that's Schrag getting in and creating for her team right there. A common theme throughout the game so far.
UV on the road tonight here at Afton. Glad to have you along. Nate Lull and Eric Flutie with you on WCDO. Shot is good for Morgan Hodge at the line. She has 5. Eric is the women's assistant basketball coach at Mount St. Mary College. Second shot off the front of the rim. No good. Ives with a rebound. Looking to hustle in transition.
Well, these free throws, man, are going to kill me.
I know, every coach's nightmare with those missed foul shots. Afton tried to chase it into the backcourt. We'll have an over and back real quick on Mount St. Mary. You guys had a heck of a year last year. What was the record, and how did the season end up?
We ended up going 20-6 in our first year with Coach Ames and myself. We ended up making it to the semifinals of our conference tournament, and unfortunately we lost a little bit earlier than we would have liked, but, you know, for our first year together, with that group, it went really good, and, you know, we got big things planned, hopefully, when we take the court next year.
Schrag with a pull-up jumper. Off the mark, won't go. The rebound underneath. And we had a foul there on Afton, so that one will be on Logan Ives, her second. And so UV will get the ball in. They go to the corner for Sophie Off. Shot won't go down. Rebound for Mallory Carmen. Good job to push it ahead. Carmen with the breakaway layup. It's up and good. And Mallory Carmen now has 6 points for Afton. Don't look now. It's 26-18.
That was a smart play there on the tip on the defensive end. Tipped it out in front so only she could go get it. She chased it down and was able to convert on the offensive end.
6:10 to go in the third. It's 26-18. UV with the basketball now. They're in the black with the white and purple trim on the baseline. Sophie Off. Jumper is good for Sophie Off.
Big basket there for UV. Any type of momentum that Afton was getting, it kind of like shut it down just a little bit.
5:55 to go in the third. A steal now for Cadence York. York is in transition. Pull-up jumper. Just left it a little short. Off was right there to clean it up and put it in.
And just like that, when you thought Afton was getting their feet underneath them, they respond with a quick twirl run, and then Afton turns the ball over on the press once again.
Yeah, they throw it away, trying to go for a pass to that far side, so UV will get it back. They have a 30-18 lead with 5:43 to go in the third. Emily Hill will be doing the inbounding duties here. Leading scorers for both teams, Jaden Schrag with 10, Cadence York with 7 for UV, Mallory Carmen with 6 to lead Afton. Sophie Off pumps it to the interior. Turnaround shot here for the Storm for Hodge. Won't go. Out of bounds. Going to stay with the Storm. So we come up on 5.5 to go in the third quarter. UV girls leading on the road here at Afton 30-18.
And you start to ask yourself, you wonder if Afton's going to start to ramp up the pressure a little bit, you know, whether it's a trap out of the 2-3 or something along those lines to try to create some turnovers, get in the open court.
Off pumps one down low for Hodge. Hit the bottom of the basket. And a rebound coming forward for Olivia Harris-Morris. Nice step-through move, just couldn't quite finish on that right-handed layup. UV will go back up here with Schrag, and she just lost control of it there. Was a little indecisive, and ball rolled out of there. We're going to have a foul after all that.
Looked like she had the right idea. Just trust your gut. Throw it.
Actually, I don't think they called the foul. I think they called...
Might have been a jump.
Yeah, I think they must have called the jump there, so Afton's going to get it back. Looked like UV had it and almost traveled, and Afton had it and almost traveled. Either way now, Afton's going to throw it away on the inbound, so it'll go back to UV, I believe, here.
It was just a common courtesy. You know, they thought that UV should have had the ball in the first place, so they just gave it back to him. You see that in soccer sometimes.
Schrag is going to be doing the inbounding duties here with 5:10 to go in the third. Schrag will get it into Emily Hill. The jumper is good for Emily Hill from the foul line.
That was an excellent pass. Good shot. Way to step in, and here we go with the press.
Another steal there by Schrag. She lets one go. A little short, out of bounds. Going to go back to UV, but again, this consistent pressure. Afton has had a hard time dealing with it.
Absolutely. You just got to move the ball in the air.
Now a steal by York, and the right-handed layup won't go. Gets her own rebound again, looks to put it up. We'll have a jump ball. Going to stay with UV. I think Afton's going to take a timeout here with 4:55 to go in the third. They will. So we'll step away as well. Our score, UV 32, Afton 18. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin and Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Doubleheader night here in Afton tonight. Welcome back, Nate Lull. Eric Flutie with you on WCDO. The boys game earlier, UV defeating Afton 68-45. Afton girls on defense.
The mid-range again.
Yeah, UV gets it in, and they find, guess who, Jaden Schrag. She's got 12, makes it UV 34, Afton 18. Good inbounds play there by the Storm. Back in transition, Carmen tries a pass through the teeth of the defense to get kicked out of bounds. Yeah,
I was waiting for you to look, Ruby. Oh, you knew the kick was coming.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's one of those things, once you start paying attention to it, but...
Yeah, no, it might be. It honestly really might be.
Last night was just comical. I mean, there was a couple possessions in a row where it was just like kick, kick, kick. Carmen with a straightaway three for Afton, no good. Emily Hill with a rebound. Runs out of traffic there, wants to pull up for a jumper in transition, won't go down. York with a nice rebound underneath, pulls it back out. And that's a fresh shot clock for Afton. Hill pumps up another one, won't go down, out of bounds. Back to Afton with 4:25 to go in the third. UV continuing to put the pressure on here in the full court. Afton has struggled with it here tonight. They'll throw over the top. And looking one ahead, down low for O'Leary. Her shot won't go, rebound for Hodge. In transition, two-on-one if they hurry. York says, I want to take this all the way.
Ooh, an excellent block from Morris.
Yeah, left-handed layup won't good as Morris got a piece of it there.
Stuffed like a Thanksgiving Day turkey.
4:07 to go in the third. UV 34 and Afton 18. Harris Morris across the midcourt timeline. Liv's going to go right into the paint there and went... toe-to-toe with Sophie off. We'll hope that Soph is okay here with 3:58 to go in the third.
Gotta respect the fact she took it, though.
Yeah, that was a hard collision. Looks like she's going to go to the bench, but she did bounce up and walk off under her own power.
Listen, not everybody wants to take the charge.
Right.
Not everybody wants to do that.
It's hard when you're standing there and you see that player coming at you full speed.
Yeah.
Not an easy thing to do.
Well, My head coach, Coach Ames, likes to say the charge in women's basketball is the equivalent to a dunk in men's basketball.
Mm, okay.
How do you feel about that?
I like that. I mean, it's a momentum thing, yeah. Everything, yeah.
And then I always love it when the ref goes, like, above and beyond and making the call. Like, they even get, like, a little hop step, like, give them the charge.
So Afton will be doing the inbounding duties here with Olivia Harris-Morse. They're underneath their own basket. Good pass from Liv, and the jumper in the paint just won't go down there for Jordan Nichols. Ball rolls out of bounds. Going to stay with Afton. 3:47 to go in the third. It's 34-18. UV leading on the road here tonight at Afton. The ball is back up to midcourt. Scooped up by the Knights. They go to the high post. Now they find Olivia Harris-Morse on the left side. Liv with only 2 points so far tonight. She averages in double figures, so it's been a tough one here for Harris Morris. We'll hope that she can get it going here for the Crimson Knights.
Yeah, she's definitely been held in check throughout the game today. But also, it doesn't seem like she's really looking for her shot that much.
She,
you know what I mean?
She doesn't quite look like herself here tonight. I can't quite put my finger on it here, but 3.5 to go in the third. 34-18. Well, you wonder, too, now, not saying this is the case here tonight, but this is the week where... Fall 2 sports are starting. Kids are really getting pulled in all directions here. the last week of basketball, fall two sports are starting. It's got to be tough for everybody at the moment.
Absolutely. For anybody who's doing the dual sports, or, you know, even if they're practicing for both teams, I don't know how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that definitely would take its toll on you, especially with everything that's just been thrown at the kids so quickly. You know what I mean? I think that's a lot of, you know, that's a tough task for anybody to take on.
Think about it. A month ago, there wasn't anything going on, and now we've had a shortened season here in Section 4, and they've been able to get in some cases, anywhere from 6 to about 12 to 13 games. So,
yeah, it's a lot to throw at the kids, and like we said, in the short amount of time. But like you touched upon in the first game, you know, we're just glad to see them play,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, and get something. That it's better than nothing.
Afton doing the inbounding duties. Harris Morris finds Carmen in the corner. Her shot just comes up a little short. Not enough mustard on that one, and UV with the rebound. And Schrag now will work it back up. Schrag has a game-high 12 points for UV. Bounce pass into the corner. And Emily Hill with the jumper, no good. Schrag pulls it down. Bounce pass to the left side here for Sales. Her jumper is off to the left side of the rim now for Hodge on the rebound. Tipped out of bounds, going to go back to Afton. UV with a couple of looks on that possession, just couldn't find a way to pump it in.
That was an excellent possession again, but you can see that they've been able to get that little short corner shot all game long. And it starts with the ball movement, and they've done a good job moving the basketball through the air. The ball hasn't been sticking, they haven't been dribbling too much, and they've been getting the shots that they need to get.
Afton will get it to midcourt. They beat the press nicely this time. Ball rolling around. Somehow they get it to Ives. Her shot won't go down. Hodge with another rebound here for UV. Tries the home run pass ahead. It's stolen away here by Mallory Carmen. Carmen for UV has done a good job defensively with some of those steals tonight. Afton gets it into the paint. A jumper for Adams is a little short. York with a rebound, trying to go coast to coast. Here is York, takes it to the rim. Left-handed layup won't go. Carmen tried to take that charge there.
There we go. We would have had three.
So the layup was short. Afton with a rebound. Now ahead to Carmen. And Mallory Carmen is bumped there by Jaden Schrag. So with 2:07 to go in the third, we'll have a foul on UV. With their score, UV 34, Afton 18. So Afton will be doing the inbounding duties here on the baseline with Logan Ives. UV to the bench. Emily Hill will get a breather. And it looks like that is Isabella Potter coming in. So Afton will set up shop in their own offensive zone as they go left to right. They're in the white uniforms tonight with the black and the red trim. Carmen to the interior, looking for a turnaround shot. It was stripped out of there by York. And York finds Schrag, and UV's got numbers. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Schrag, coast to coast, lowered the shoulder a little bit, gets it over to York, who puts it up and in, and York now has 9 points.
Deadly tandem in the backcourt for UV.
Yeah, a lot of speed there. Afton breaks the press.
York again with the block.
Yeah, York.
Did we call a foul on that?
I think so. York was able to get back and knock that down, but, yeah. Tough call there, as this will send.
I think he might have just been a little bit upset because he wasn't invited to the block party. Yeah. That might be the only thing.
Hunter Moffitt to the line. You got to finish that one now.
Oh, it was gonna be something like with like chips and dippers.
Oh, you know? Boy. Moffitt's first shot is good. She's got 5. Second one coming is good.
Oh, you got to love it. See, and then we didn't say anything. She made
nope.
both.
See, that's I'm telling you,
God,
that's how it goes. Hunter Moffitt with 6 points. A minute and a half to go in the third. It's 36-20. UV girls on top on the road here at Afton. Lady Storm looking to work it around. They go to York on the far side. She's able to get it back, tosses it up, rolls off the back of the rim. Schrag goes in there into the land of the trees, gets the rebound, was stripped, though, and Afton comes away.
I love the land of the trees reference.
Back up the floor, and again, taken away here by Afton. Here's Schrag. Shot out of a cannon down the left side of the floor. Reverses to the right. Kiss off the glass is no good. Out of bounds, and we'll stay with UV, the last touch by Carmen of Afton.
Hey, that was an excellent take, you know, from defensive end getting to the basket, but you'd like to see her work on and develop that left hand as well.
A minute to go here in the third quarter. UV girls looking to get it in. Schrag does. Gets it to Sales to the high post. Now for York, over to the far side for Potter. Her shot is off the mark. York with a rebound, tried to step through. I think we're going to have a foul here on ACS. Yes, we will. So 50 seconds to go in the third. Afton's going to go back to the bench again with Hannah O'Leary. And Savannah Adams will head over for a breather. Shroud will be doing the inbounding, gets it to Hodge, and oh boy.
Here we go. Oh, this could be my moment, Nate. Who's getting it?
The ball again stuck between the backboard and the rim. This is the second time. There was one in the boys' game, and now here, and we were saying it's been a long time since I've seen that, so the ball gets stuck. And they'll be able to pop that one out of there. Had to bring a ball out this time. There wasn't a boys player out there to jump up and tip it out.
I was going to say, you could tell the viewers that I went out there and got it, but it's too late now.
Yep, coach ran right out there, jumped up, knocked it out.
Shades of athleticism.
Back in the day, I'm sure.
Listen, there was a time when, believe it or not, I was able to touch the rim. Now, we won't specify on how high that hoop was, but...
Pass to the interior here for UV. Shot there from Hodge is no good. And we'll have a jump ball on the rebound. Good job there by Logan Ives of Afton to tie it up. And the arrow's going to give it back to the Crimson Knights.
So see if Afton can get a good possession here. Interested in this press break.
Livia Harris-Morris is back in the ball game. We'll shovel one over to the far side for Logan Ives. Bound down off the glass here. A shot will not go for Hunter Moffitt. 30 seconds to go in the third. Here is York trying to go coast to coast. It was blocked out of there. Ball is loose. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch by UV, so Afton's going to get it back with 23 seconds to go here in the third.
Harris is swatting everybody tonight.
Harris Morris in the backcourt. Will look to bring it over the midcourt timeline. Tries to shovel one to the center. It was kicked out of bounds. 15 seconds left here in the third. Nate Lull, Eric Flutie with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We'll have another doubleheader tomorrow when the Franklin boys and girls are at Sydney. Jumper here for Afton from the foul line. Won't go. Sales with a rebound. Gets to Shrog. 8 seconds left, and Shrog is going to be whistled for running over Logan Ives there.
How many charges is that now? That's at least two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's two.
Two, one no call, and then one was the block.
Shrog was, you know, shooting up the sideline like she usually does. Good job by Ives to kind of get in the way. Harris Morris will go back to Ives. The long three left side won't go down. That'll do it. Three quarters in the books. UV girls leading Afton 36-20. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otigo. 988-9264.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
So the UV girls take a 36-20 lead over Afton as we hit the fourth quarter. Jaden Shrog now has 12 points for the Storm. She is our leading scorer so far here tonight. So we start the fourth quarter. It's 36-20. UV with the basketball. I want to say a quick note. We should have mentioned it during the boys' game, but last night in a victory, as this is York with the jumper. Ball is going to be saved. No, out of bounds, and we'll go back to Afton. Last night, UV boys defeating Afton. They do it again tonight, but last night was UV boys coach Matt Osborne's 200th career coaching victory. So big props to Coach Osborne.
Yeah, congratulations to Coach.
We have an over-and-back call on Afton here at midcourt. So, yeah, Coach Osborne been doing it a long time. He's also athletic director at UV, so... He was trying to keep that information secret from me, but we were able to find out. So.
Come on, who's going to be able to keep a secret from you? Like, seriously, come on.
There's always those hidden sources out there, and when I saw him walk in the door tonight, he goes, how did you find out? But I love that. You know, those humble coaches out there, it's great. And he definitely deserves the credit, so congratulations to Coach Osborne. Afton with a rebound here off a UV miss. This is Olivia Harris-Morris as Afton trails 36-20 with 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball stripped here by UV. Quickly in transition. It's going to be Isabella Potter, and she was fouled there by Olivia Harris-Morris. And so this is going to send Potter to the line. And Harris-Morris, tough night for her so far. Only those 2 points, trying to get involved. Again, usually averages in double figures for her and Mallory Carmen, but Afton has just not found the way on offense tonight.
No, I definitely think the press has been a huge factor in that because, like we said, she's been having to dribble through the press all night long. She hasn't really been able to get her rhythm and get her feet underneath her. And when she's had the open looks, I mean, basically you're running from the defense all night. So, you know, eventually fatigue is going to set in and your shots are going to be short. But at the same time, she really hasn't looked for her shot that much, you know.
Potter goes 1 out of 2. UV now leads 37-20. In transition, Hodge with the block. As that was Afton going up with Hannah O'Leary there. And they're going to say it was a little bit too much body, and so O'Leary's going to head to the line. It's early fourth quarter action here tonight at Afton. My joke was there used to be a TV commercial, so I always work it into these Afton games. It was for the golf course here in town, and it said, remember, folks, Afton spelled backwards is not Fa. I thought you might like that.
You know, here's the thing. So, I kid you not. So, shout out to my man, Matt Sherman from Cooperstown.
Yeah, we hope he's listening. O'Leary goes 0 for 2.
I swear to God to you, he actually told me that.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I was hoping maybe you didn't know, so.
No. Listen, the delivery, though, was much better.
He would know.
Sorry, Matt.
Being a golf guy, for sure, he would know. It was this great commercial. It was 20 years ago, this commercial. I was a kid, and people still talk about it today, and I always try to work it into these afternoon broadcasts. So Hodge was fouled for UV. Sorry we got off topic there. Hodge is fouled, and we'll head to the line. First one for Hodge, up and good.
All right, there's no off topic when you get a little low humor.
Hodge with 6 points now for Unadilla Valley. Second one coming is good. Two for two at the line.
Knocking the free throws down. I love it. And the press still on, so interesting call.
UV leads 39-20. The left-handed layup here for Afton won't go down. Sophie off with a rebound and an outlet pass ahead here for Isabella Potter with 6:40 to go in the fourth. Ball is loose at midcourt, and Potter's able to somehow come out of the pile with the basketball here. Left side now for Sales. Over to Sophie off. Good to see her back in the game after taking that contact a little earlier in the third quarter. Here is York on the left side. Tries to go to the interior again off a foot. Another kick ball. With 6:25 to go in the fourth, it's 39-20. UV girls leading Afton.
It's got to be soccer season, Nate. It's got to be.
Got to be, right? Makes sense this week.
It really does.
You know, a lot of kick balls. UV will get it in, and there's Morgan Hodge up off the glass, and good. She now has 9 points.
I definitely thought I would have seen a little bit more of that in this game. Nice little post-entry, nice little baby hook over there. So excellent shot there from Hodge.
6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 41-20. Afton girls trailing at home. Another kick. Unbelievable. See? Right there at the high post. That was Potter that got a foot on it.
But again, though, are we just looking for it?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I'm gonna have to say it on the air if it happens. So, kick ball. I'm not going to say something else.
We should have set an over-under.
Right. Afton with the basketball. Harris Morris will find Mallory Carmen at the top of the key. As Afton in the white uniforms tonight with the black and the red trim goes left to right. Here is Carmen working to Harris Morris with 5 on the shot clock. Steps back for 3. Harris Morris from downtown.
And again, you have to ask yourself, where has that been?
Yeah, she really has not looked to shoot here tonight that much. So it's 41-23 with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that was a good trap.
Back up the floor. Pull up jumper here for Sales. No good. Stolen away.
Okay,
Afton with a little momentum.
Got some life here. Anything is possible.
They are not far from getting back in this game with 5:25 to go in the fourth. Work it to the interior here for Harris Morris on the baseline. Forces up a little baby hook, won't go down, out of bounds. Looks like it's going to go back to UV here. 5:20 to go in the fourth. It's 41-23. The Storm will look to get it in on the baseline. Afton coming with some full court pressure, desperate to try to get back in this game.
There's a trap spot. There it is. There it is. Oh, let her get out.
Potter at midcourt now. It is bounced off of a leg. I don't know if I'd quite call it a kick, but it rolls out of bounds. We'll stay with UV.
You know, that's the type of thing where if you set the over-under at like 12 and a half, the half comes from hitting the shin or the calf.
UV with the basketball now, going right to left. They'll reverse it to the left side for York. York floats one back across the top of the defense for Potter. To the interior for Sophie, off underneath for Hodge. From a tough angle, she's blocked away, and Carmen will come out of there with it. Valerie Carmen up the right side of the floor, gets tripped up, ball out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay here with Afton with 4:53 to go.
See, that was excellent paint touches there from the bigs for UV. But then the big thing here, it's a loose ball. You've got to grab it with two hands. Don't dribble the loose ball. Go pick it up and then secure it. Then you're going off in transition.
UV with some quick hands here. Sophie off with a steal and shovels one over onto the far side for Isabella Potter. Potter to the right side, bounce pass for Sales. Whips one into the corner now for Sophie off. Off steps through, and the kiss off the glass is good. Sophie off now with 8 points. That shot from the right low block.
Excellent. Tim Duncan, that's great there.
4:20 to go in the fourth. It's 43-23. The UV girls leading here tonight at Afton Central School against the Crimson Knights. A steal by York, trying to go coast to coast. Stops, pops, left-handed layup is good there for Cadence York. She's into double figures with 11.
That seems to be the theme for tonight. Anytime Afton really had any sort of momentum, or it felt like they were going to at least, you know, creep back into it a little bit, the UV went on like an 8-0 run every time, it seems.
Yeah, it was always an answer from the Storm tonight. Mallory Carmen with a three in the corner. She missed that one. Out of bounds. It will stay, though, with Afton. With under 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our postgame show coming up as well with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Left side of the floor now for Carmen to Olivia Harris-Morris. Straightaway three here for Harris-Morris. Just skim the front of the rim. Ball comes down, picked up here by Afton. We'll have a jump ball. We'll keep it with the Knights with 3:40 to go. 45-23, UV on top on the road here at Afton.
The big thing is here, you definitely want to finish strong. Get some small victories to move on for the next game.
Afton will look to work it in. Top of the key now to Olivia Harris-Morris. To the interior on the right low block there for Savannah Adams. Back out to Harris-Morris. Now to Mallory Carmen at the foul line. Her jumper is short, kind of a line drive, and a rebound for UV. Weird to think that this is the last week of the basketball season and that some of these seniors will be playing their last games. I'm so glad, like you said, Coach, that they were able to get out here over the last couple weeks, get a couple of games. And shot from UV is going to roll out of bounds. But weird to think, like Liv Harris-Morris, I've been watching her for years. Yes, I'll get to watch her in the spring sports, but it's just weird. This could be it.
I know.
Strange.
I know. It's crazy to think, and honestly, I'm so glad that these kids were able to get out there and participate in their sports, you know, basketball, soccer, football, whatever it is, and they're able to, you know, feel a sense of normalcy during, you know, obviously what's been a up and down, you know, basically year if you're talking about at this point last year, you know what I mean?
A shot for Afton on the interior is tipped away. UV will come up with the basketball as we hit 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And here is Sophie off. A corner shot there, a long two for off, and she has 10 points. And the UV girls lead 47-23.
I'll tell you what, they are killing the mid-range game.
Yes, man. They really are.
The lost arc.
Harris-Morris finds Carmen down low for the shot. That won't go. Rebound for UV with 2:30 left. Here is Potter in the backcourt. Gets across the midcourt timeline. And the Storm into the corner. They'll work it down low to Sophie off, up off the glass, and good. Sophie off now with 12.
She's closing the door in this quarter.
Makes it 49-23, and UV looking for the sweep here as the boys won earlier, 68-45. That game tipped off at 5 o'clock. The girls tipped right around 6:30, and with 2 minutes to go, UV is in control. A shot for Afton from the right-wing side for Jordan Nichols is no good, but we will have a jump ball. Off that rebound, it got tied up. Ball coming back to UV. Boy, balanced scoring here tonight. Listen to this, Coach, for UV. Schrag with 12. Off with 12. York with 11. And Hodge with 9.
That's excellent. That's excellent. That's an excellent recipe for team success. If you're able to balance it out, I mean, obviously you want that, you know, one or two players that can get you the points when you need them or get you the buckets. But if you have a balanced attack, that just makes you that much more difficult to defend.
Little breakaway layup here as Olivia Harris-Morris was able to feed Mallory Carmen. Carmen now has 8 points to lead Afton, followed by 6 from Hunter Moffitt and 5 from Olivia Harris-Morris. So just about a minute and a half to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll have our postgame show coming up. 49-25 our score at the moment. UV girls on top looking to win on back-to-back nights here against Afton. They played at UV last night, and the Storm came away with the victory. And here is Jaden Schrag, the ninth grader, has looked really good here tonight, Coach.
Oh, she's looked excellent. She's been able to control the pace of the game. She's gone out. She's been disruptive on the defensive end. She's finished in transition. She's shown the capability to knock down the shot if they give it to her.
Schrag with the jumper here, just a little short.
Contradicted myself.
Yeah, there's that curse again, right?
God. You know, it's okay, though. It's okay. I stand by what I said.
Harris Morris down low. Yeah, Schrag, regardless, has had a really good game tonight. She gets another rebound here with under a minute to go. Schrag trying to go coast to coast. She's fouled and will head to the line with 52 seconds left, and UV is in control. 49-25. Future is bright with this young group at UV, that's for sure.
I will count it now. March was 3rd.
Yeah.
In 2021. You can book me now. I think this team, if they continue to develop and these girls get invested in the sport of basketball, not sure what they do in the offseason with softball or soccer or whatever it may be, this team could definitely do something. They could definitely compete in the section, I think.
Yeah, Schrag misses this foul shot. She goes 1 out of 2. It's a nice young group here at UV. Ball rolls out of bounds. I know Coach Brandy Whitbeck was excited. I talked to her the other day. She was sending in some scores as we have 46 seconds left here, and UV leads 50-25. She said if this young group can stay together over the next 2 years or so, she goes, I really think that's we'll be primed to make a little run here in a year or two.
It's as if a coach said that.
Says,
yeah, right. Difficult to say that.
Left side of the floor, jumper there for Afton is good. That's Grace Burskog with her first basket here tonight.
And another long two.
20 seconds left. Our postgame show coming up in just a few minutes as the Afton girls trying to hold on defense. Here's York taking it to the rim. Missed it. Second shot back over to Schrag. Jumper. It's good for Jaden Schrag. She's got 15. Afton down the floor one more time. Looking for Olivia Harris-Morris to the interior. The jumper will not go, and that'll do it. 52-27, our final score. UV sweeping the doubleheader. The boys win earlier 68-45, and then the girls defeating Afton 52-27. Postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Afton Central School. A big thank you to Afton, as always. I said it during the boys' game, but we come here, and they have the whole setup at midcourt all set for us every time. They have the phone line run for me. They have all the power cords. It's fantastic. So a big shout-out to everybody here at Afton for helping us set this up. Really appreciate it. Girls' final score tonight, UV defeats Afton 52-27. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Afton, a team high 8 points for Mallory Carmen, 6 points for Hunter Moffitt, 5 for Olivia Harris-Morris, 2 apiece for Jordan Adams, Hannah O'Leary, Jordan Nichols, and Grace Burscog. On the other side for UV, a game-high 15 points from Jaden Schrag, 12 from Sophie Off, 11 from Cadence York, 9 from Morgan Hodge, 4 from Emily Hill, 1 from Isabella Potter. So, Coach Boy, that balanced scoring, UV with that press, they did a great job tonight.
No, that definitely was the big difference maker. You had multiple people putting the ball in the basket, like you touched upon, and it was like a recipe from the boys' game. You know, once they went to the press, you know, and it was effective, then it really kind of gave them that cushion where, you know, Afton never really got closer to him within, you know, 9 points, and they were able to coast through and handle their business.
All right, let's get into our three awards here tonight. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think we'll go Jaden Schrag tonight, 15 points. Like you said, she just kept her motor running and was great, especially in transition, hit those jump shots, did a little bit of everything tonight.
No, she was excellent, I think. You know, the future looks bright for her. If basketball is something that she's going to focus on, she showed that she could score at all the levels, get into the basket with the mid-range jump shot. She didn't really shoot too much from the perimeter, but her shot looked consistent enough where if they leave her open, she's going to be able to knock it down.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I was going to go with Mallory Carmen here from Afton tonight, those 8 points, but we talked about it on several occasions, those steals, that one she had right at midcourt where she slapped it ahead to herself, she was able to run on for the layup. I just thought Mallory did a great job tonight, so we'll give her the defense award here tonight, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance.
No, absolutely. I thought she stepped up, and she was a consistent factor on the defensive end. She never really stopped. Like, she was like that type of person that's always got the motor running, and she just keeps going and going and going. And I thought she was disruptive all game long, making deflections, steals, rebounds, whatever you can name, she was doing it.
Lastly tonight, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I was going to go Cadence York tonight with those 11 points, mostly because she did a little bit of everything, got out in transition, was key on the press, and really was scoring a lot early in that ball game to really help out.
No, she did an excellent job. And again, that backcourt for UV has some serious potential to be to have another level reached within the next year or two. York did an excellent job, like we talked about with Schrock. She got out in transition, she finished at the basket, she was able to knock down shots when she was left open, and then defensively she was active. Her hands weren't down, she was disruptive, she was getting deflections, some steals, rebounds. Like you said, she was doing it all for him tonight.
Yeah, so Cadence York will be our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. Coach, that's going to wrap it up. I really appreciate you coming down, doing this doubleheader with me. It was a lot of fun. I hope you had fun, too.
Oh, my God, Nate. Like I told you in the boys' broadcast, this was a bucket list item for me to do a broadcast with you. So, listen, I hope that at some point soon, listen, even if we have to venture into the softball, baseball, soccer, I will do that.
You'll be back.
So, absolutely. So I'm always grateful to be, you know, involved with you and, you know, get to see the talent out here. And so thank you very much for having me.
if people want to know more about your program, website, social media, anything you want to promote for Mount St. Mary women's basketball.
Yeah, no, if the Mount is something that, you know, girls would like to be interested in and look into, basically just Mount St. Mary College down in Newburgh, New York. My email, you can reach out to me, eric.flutie@msmc.edu, and, you know, take it from there.
I was going to say the Twitter handle is WBB_Knights.
Yes, plain and simple.
So for all our fans out there, if you want to follow, you guys had a successful year last year. Unfortunately, not playing at the moment, but in the future, we'll hope to see some more Section 4 kids headed your way to help out that program.
Oh, God, I would love that. That would be awesome.
So we'll see you again soon, Coach. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Main Street studios in Sydney as well. He's our in-game producer doing the doubleheader here tonight. We'll have a doubleheader tomorrow as well. We'll be in Sydney as the Franklin boys and girls are coming to town. Franklin girls in Sydney at 5:30, then the Franklin boys in Sydney at 7. So join us for that. Check back for these games and our game audio archive at WCDOsports.com. Should have those up tomorrow. We'll see you again. We got games the rest of the week. Looking forward to it. So for Eric Flutie, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow on CDO Sports.
The best variety of hits the whole office can agree on. FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO.